Good morning. It's Wednesday, August 4th. I'm Travis Tyke, and this is the Daily Six on the COIN Podcast Network. In Washington, D.C., a police officer was stabbed and killed at a bus stop outside the Pentagon. Police identified the suspect as 27-year-old Austin William Lands of Georgia. Police say responding officers then shot and killed that suspect. Officials also say they believe two bystanders were hurt in the crossfire. They're working to learn more details in this case. A Burgerville in the Lentz area says it has temporarily locked its doors because of rising crime in southeast Portland. The restaurant is near a large homeless encampment. A company spokesperson says employees regularly find weapons, drug paraphernalia, human waste, and more on the property. Burgerville says it hired private security to improve employee and customer safety, but it's just not enough. While there's no timeline for reopening, Burgerville employees at the closed restaurant have been offered jobs at nearby locations. The U.S. Department of Justice requested that Portland police officers wear body cameras. Now, Mayor Ted Wheeler says he's taking steps to lay the groundwork for the initiative. Right now, Portland remains one of the only major cities without police body cameras. The police bureau is set to research equipment and pursue grant funding ahead of a city council vote. The Oregon Health Authority tells us they confirmed more than 1,500 new cases of COVID-19 in a single day, bringing the state total for Oregon to more than 223,000. Nine more Oregonians with COVID-19 have also died, raising the state's death toll to 2,872. Right now, there are 119 COVID-19 patients in intensive care unit beds throughout the state. President Biden and both of New York's senators are calling on New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to resign. An independent investigation has determined the three-term Democrat sexually harassed at least 11 women and created a hostile work environment. Governor Cuomo could face both civil and criminal charges, and if he does not resign from his office, he could be impeached. And we're waiting for NASA to reschedule a launch date for Boeing's Starliner spacecraft. Engineers scrubbed yesterday's launch after they discovered issues with the rocket's propulsion system. NASA says they would eventually like to use the spaceship to get astronauts to and from the International Space Station. But Boeing's last test flight in 2019 did not go as planned after a software malfunction prevented the craft from docking. Be sure to check out all of the great content on the COIN Podcast Network by visiting COIN.com or subscribe, download, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. We'll talk to you tomorrow.